Point number three, make it simple. We're taught that knowledge is power. The more you know, and the more you can learn about something, the better decisions you can make. Unfortunately, in the new world of access to almost unlimited information, knowledge isn't always power. Sometimes, knowledge is just plain confusing. It's knowledge properly applied that creates power. The internet gives us the ability to download pages and pages of information on almost any subject imaginable, and high-speed printers make it easy for us to produce reams and reams of facts and figures. But without the talents of a knowledgeable editor, someone who can help us decide what's worth reading, all of this information is nothing more than a data dump. As information architect Richard Saul Wurman wrote, quote, "Information anxiety is produced by the ever-widening gap between what we understand and what we think we should understand. It is the black hole between data and knowledge, and it happens when information doesn't tell us what we want or need to know." End quote. For point number three, make it simple, to work, judicious pairing is essential, as is an understanding of the most important part, the essence of what a message can deliver and what a listener wants to receive. But just paring down your message is not sufficient. Brevity is often reached at the expense of understanding and meaning. Reducing with skill is akin to honing a knife edge. Applying the proper pressure and angle at the whetstone can result in a razor-sharp edge. But if you push too hard, even the finest carbon steel will lose its edge and end up too dull to cut through anything. While it may be intoxicating and fulfilling to pare down a message to its simplest elements, what often happens is that the spine gets pulled right out of the message along with everything else. The best way to make it simple, but still make it count, is to find the essential quality of your communication and hammer it home. And it's worth spending some time talking about how to do this. And after all, you can't hammer a nail in sideways, can you? Just do it. Nike knows how to make it simple. When Nike looked to the Wieden and Kennedy Advertising Agency to create a new advertising campaign, they inherently understood why people wore their athletic shoes. They understood the emotional response most Americans had to exercise. Point number two, hearts, then minds. Nike knew that most people were quite aware of the fact that they needed to exercise. After all, they read about it in magazines, heard about it on the radio and television, and got the message from their doctors. But Nike also knew that despite all the reminders, people weren't actually working out. I can't exercise because I have two children and I don't have time. I can't exercise because I work too hard. I can't exercise because I'm too old. I can't exercise because I'm too sick. Almost everyone had an excuse. And even though all of those excuses were different, they all had the same effect. People felt guilty because they weren't working out. So along came the smart folks at Nike, and they said, just do it. And they let us do it any way we wanted to. Point number one, all about them. They didn't tell us to just do it because their shoes were cheaper. They didn't tell us to just do it because their shoes were better looking. They didn't tell us to just do it because their shoes had special cushioning or design features or custom sizes. They simply said, come on along, just do it. And lo and behold, we did. Reebok, on the other hand, told us, life is short, play hard. Or, in other words, Reebok told us, you're going to die soon, but before you do, get off your duff and get moving. Nike went on to create the most successful athletic shoe company in history because they knew how to reduce their communications to present the essence of what they were offering. Fact is, the company estimates that 70 to 80% of Nikes sold never see athletic activity. But it doesn't matter that most of us wore our Nikes while we lay on the couch channel surfing on the big screen TV. What matters is that we're wearing Nikes, which means we bought Nikes. How can you learn from Nike's incredible success and reduce your message to its most fundamental attribute? It's as easy as taking a walk through your favorite art museum.